Let us now take a look at the behavior of others so that we can compare it to ourselves and maybe feel better about how we're behaving on this Monday. A couple conversations, online conversations that I have been privy to, and I thought I would share them with you. What little thing have you done that made you think to yourself, wow, I'm an idiot? Here are five examples. Number one, someone told me that their birthday was on Friday the 13th this year. So I started looking through an online calendar to see if I'd ever have a birthday on Friday the 13th. After looking ahead 50 years, I realized my birthday is on the 18th.
There you go.
I wanted to test the voicemail on my new cell phone, so I called it from my house phone. Then I answered my cell phone and said, hello. I ordered a big meal from... Now, I've done this. I haven't done it to this extent, but I've done this. I've ordered a big meal for my family at a local drive-thru, then drove off without the food after I paid. I didn't realize until I got home and everybody asked me, dude, where's the food?
I did that with groceries once. I went to the... take them to the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Went out to my car, drove away. Got halfway home before I realized, hey, I don't have my food. What the...
When I was in high school, a friend of mine and I were driving across country, and I asked if he was going to drive all the way up to Canada to get across the Mississippi River. He then looked at me and reminded me that there were such things as bridges. This one takes the cake. I once kept a dog poop as a pet for 2 months because I thought it was a cocoon.
Waiting for it to hatch. That's nice.
The dog keeps looking at it. It's like, what are you doing? All right, now on the flip side, what's the best mistake you've ever made? Number one, I drunkenly and stupidly picked a fight. The guy kicked me in the head so hard that I needed to go to the hospital. After the MRI, they found a brain tumor.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
I failed out of college and joined the military. It changed me into a completely different person. And while I was in, I finally completed my degree in nuclear engineering technology without failing out of college. Who knows? I worked at a grocery store, gave myself a discount on a piece of watermelon, and got fired. That started my job hunt, where I found a job with better pay, better vacation, better benefits, and work I actually liked.
Where I can now steal the staplers instead of the watermelons.
I was about to make a left turn on my motorcycle and accidentally popped the clutch, which made it stall. As I was cursing myself, a truck came from the other direction, blew through the red light. If I hadn't popped the clutch, I'd be dead.
Don't you think about that sometimes?
Sure.
If you'd have left the house, 5 seconds earlier or a minute later or whatever.
You've done this before. You've been driving along and you see an accident that just happened.
Yeah.
And you think, if I had left a couple minutes earlier, that would have been me. I dropped a quarter, and before I could put it in the gumball machine, while I picked it up, a kid went in front of me and got the pink gumball. I put mine in and got a blue one. The story may not be as dynamic as the others, but I hate pink gumballs.
Oh, brother. I thought maybe he was going to win a lottery or something with the blue one.
No, nothing quite that entertaining. So what it makes me think is there's got to be a way that we can uplift the listeners even more. Don't you think, Tom?
At least once this morning, that would be good.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the
Smart
show.
Ass.
A quick look at the news.
All right, here we go. Such a positive individual. Oh, Pete Carroll is the third coach to win a BCS title and a Super Bowl.
That's a good trivia question. Yep. Who are the other two?
I don't know. So whether it's college or the pros, Pete Carroll leads paid athletes to glory. That's the important thing to remember.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl in his second year in the NFL. Or as Dan Marino puts it, kiss my butt.
Of course, Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl.
That's the joke.
There you go. I know.
That's
for people who maybe weren't laughing.
People got it.
Okay.
God. Bill O'Reilly interviewed President Obama during Fox's pregame coverage.
Is that what that was? I thought it was an interrogation.
The two got along well. After all, they're both doing all they can to return the Republicans to power. Red Hot Chili. Thank you for that courtesy laugh, Chris. The Red Hot Chili Peppers played Give It Away during the Super Bowl halftime show. They were inspired to make that choice by watching Peyton Manning pass. The Hawaiian estate used in the TV series Magnum P.I. is on sale for $15 million.
That'd be cool.
Oh, it would. I wonder if you get the Ferrari. Well, you get tennis courts, a boathouse, and a separate residence for Tom Selleck's mustache. Nice to know. I'm going to No, I'm not doing that joke. A paraplegic. I'm going to do this one instead, which is almost as bad. A paraplegic man.
That joke is rejected, but this one starts with a paraplegic man. Oh, my.
A paraplegic man stole a car from a Florida dealership. His family tried to sway him from a life of crime, but hey, that's how he rolls. Former, send your cards and letters.
Step away.
To...
Step away from the joke page, please.
A former TSA employee revealed that some screeners drink the alcohol they confiscate. Well, at least the few bottles they're able to successfully wrestle away from the pilots. A new study is showing there's a high risk of early death among Russians who drink large amounts of vodka, or as they're otherwise known, Russians. Yahoo Mail says an undisclosed number of passwords have been stolen, which is devastating to the five people on Earth who still use Yahoo Mail. Therefore ends a quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we've given you for good and not for evil.
Carp Signature Summer Ales. When friends gather, tradition, craftsmanship, and quality blend together into an affordable brain and liver poison, we're sure you'll love. Because it's chemically dependence-forming in a portion of the population. Every bottle of Carps is guaranteed to kill enough of your brain to impair your fine motor control, inhibitions, and judgment, but not enough to kill you, unless you drink enough of it. And actually, it's not even that much you have to drink. It tastes okay. How do we do it? We combine quality ingredients with small animals called yeast and a slurry of grain and water. They eat it and poop out the poison. Smooth, authentic poison. Then we seal them in a dark, airless container so they drown in their own poop, which we drink. Their rotting corpses form the bubbles. Oh, that's addictive liver brain poison the way your grandfather used to order it. My family's proud of our long tradition of making fine gut poison. Carps All Natural. It'll make you feel different than you usually do, in a good way. But then the next day, it'll feel like you were poisoned, which you were. So don't be surprised or complain to us about it.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.